Welcome to Omni Opinions, a podcast brought to you by the Northwood Omniscient. I'm your host, Joshua Eisner, but for today, Chatham Park. The proposed and already underway development around the Pittsburgh area has been a contentious topic for some. Planning on bringing over 60,000 residents by the end of its construction in 2040, the development will almost double the population of Chatham County. Many are concerned not just with the environmental impact of the development, but also with how it will reshape the quintessential small-town atmosphere of Pittsburgh. To better understand how those in the Northwood community feel about the Chatham Park development, here is a panel which involves two students and a teacher discussing their opinions about the Chatham Park development. Introduce yourself and say how long you've lived in the area.
My name's Libby Sumner, and I've lived here all my life.
My name is Abby Lockwood, and I've lived here since I was one.
My name is Chastity Bird King, and I've lived here since 91.
Okay, so as you all know, there's a lot of development going on in the area, and many people are concerned about how the area is going to change, particularly with the Chatham Park development. And the goal here is to get the opinions of people who've lived here a while on, you know, where they think the area is going and whether or not it's a good thing. Who wants to?
I will start. I honestly, don't really mind the whole development and stuff, but, I just think it's going to be a little weird to come back to P-Town and, see that, everything is different. But, I think it's going to be kind of cool that, this area is going to be really developed, because, right now it's not really developed, whatsoever, so.
I'm really not all for Chatham Parks, because I kind of like Pittsburgh how it is. I know everybody here. If I go down the street, I can talk to people, and now it's going to bring 70,000 more people. That's traffic that I don't want to be in.
So are you worried that kind of the small town feel of Pittsburgh is going to go away with the Chatham Park development?
Oh yeah, most definitely.
What do you think, Chastity?
I'm actually a go for it, and the reason why, living here since 91, there wasn't much to do as far as community recreational areas for kids growing up around my age. So I feel like bringing Chatham Park will bring in a lot more community centers, recreational centers, to have kids do something fun outside of school. Also, growing up in Chatham County, there wasn't a lot of restaurants, so I'm really excited about the new beginnings of restaurants coming here to Chatham County, because we don't have to travel so far to go out to eat.
I agree with Chastity on that there's not much to do, because there's been many of late nights in which we have just walked around at Lowe's because there's literally nothing to do. And honestly, it'd be nice if they got a movie theater and some other stuff that just we can do. Or a mall, that'd be pretty lit.
So the proposed build out, particularly around directly around the Pittsburgh area, is supposed to include a lot of amenities as well as housing for a lot of the new residents that it's supposed to pull in. Do you think that the area as it is now will be able to handle this period of rapid growth, especially since the whole build out is not supposed to be complete until 2043, I believe?
Right now, I don't think that Pittsburgh is going to be able to handle the growth, just because there already is a ton of traffic when it comes to Pittsburgh. We already had to put in a new traffic light because of the traffic coming out of Northwood. So adding more housing and more people, it's just going to be even more difficult when the roads aren't as developed as they should be for that amount of people.
Um, I honestly have no idea if Pittsburgh will really handle it. I think with all the stuff that, like as of right now, yeah, we can't, like, have a significant amount of new people come in here. But I think, like, with, like, the development and stuff, like, we're going to have, like, a ton of new neighborhoods. Like, there'll be a lot more to do. So, yeah, I think we can handle it once everything's developed. Yeah.
Well, oftentimes with small towns, the biggest issue is if there's not enough to keep people around, you lose a lot of kind of the best and brightest of, you know, those who grew up in the town to larger areas, particularly urban areas. One thing that's been brought up with Chatham Park is that all of the new, well, expansion will help, you know, keep residents from leaving the area and preventing Pittsburgh from facing a lot of the small town decline we see in other places. Do you think that, you know, that benefit outweighs the cost when it comes to, you know, losing the soul of Pittsburgh?
I think so. I really think it will benefit. My only concern with the new area, the new community, as far as being a homeowner, is our taxes and stuff going up. And, you know, with that going up, as Chatham County Schools employee, you know, will I be able to afford it as a mom of three boys?
No further comments.
Another thing that gets brought up all the time is the environmental impact, and that's what a lot of people focus on when it comes to, you know, their issues with the Chatham Park expansion. But do you think that that should be the primary focus when people are concerned about the impact of Chatham Park?
I will comment on this. Yes, honestly, we're not doing anything for our environment as of right now, and especially with the new development. Yeah, like, that's not going to help, but, like, having one more development out of all the other developments in the country and the world, like, it's not going to make that significant of an impact. But, like, yeah, it probably shouldn't happen if you want to be, like, environmentally friendly.
I agree with Abby.
I definitely agree with Abby, because this world's kind of going to a bad place with all the environmental stuff that's going on. So I think that the environmental factor should be, like, a major thing to focus on.
For those of you who are, well, seniors and about to leave the area, do you see yourself coming back to the area at any point? And do you think you'll be able to recognize it?
Oh, for sure. Listen, when on our breaks from college, yes, like, we're just gonna do everything that we did in high school. But yeah, I don't think it, like, it's going to be that big of a difference. Like, probably our first year of college, I think it's going to be a big difference our last year of college to see that growth. But yeah, I mean, it's going to be, like, for sure it's going to be sad, but like, it's going to happen, so, like, there's nothing, like, we can really do about it.
I am staying here for 2 years to go to CCCC, so I guess I'll be able to see a difference since I will be here. I'll keep you updated.
And, well, for non-student member of the panel, do you see yourself staying in the area for the long term, or will you, you know, move on at some point?
I will always be a Chatham County gal. So I do see myself staying around the area. However, again, my concern brings back to the taxes that's going to go up here. So I may get pushed out a little further into the countryside as far as, like, Ghostin or Lee County, but I will always be here in Chatham County.
So what do you see as the biggest positive and the biggest negative about Chatham Park?
Well, the biggest positive is that it's going to be, like, developed. I think it's going to be a lot more interesting of a town, and I think that, like, there's gonna be a lot more to do. But, like, the biggest negative is the fact that like, the environmental impact. Like, I think it's just another, like, devastating thing that's going on in the world, is, like, all these big developments happening.
I think the biggest positive, like Abby said, is going to be like all the new developments, like restaurants and things. But definitely the biggest negative is all the people that it's going to bring.
The positive that I am going to enjoy is all the restaurants, the shopping areas, so I can save gas on going out of Chatham County. I can always be here. And the negative, I am a little concerned about the population that's coming, because Pittsburgh is very quiet, so the crime here is a little less. So that is my concern, as well as taxes.
She can't stress it enough.
I cannot stress it enough.
Taxes.
There are quite a few varying opinions about the Chatham Park development. It's a thing that's going to completely reshape just the area in general. It would be insane if, you know, no one had an opinion on it. But no matter what you believe, I think you have to remember, change is inevitable. This kind of development comes to every area at some point. Nothing stays the same. And we're lucky here that this is a will probably mostly be a long-term benefit to the community. No matter how you feel about it, it's important that you exercise your voice in shaping how the development goes forward. If you have an issue with how, whether it's how the environmental impact's being handled, how what economic opportunities it's going to bring, anything about all the new neighborhoods and businesses, voice your concerns. There are public meetings going on all the time in Pittsburgh about not just Chatham Park, but other development. That is your chance to say your mind about this. Sitting back and complaining, or if you don't like something, it's not going to change anything. And the way to have these changes benefit the community in the way you want is get out there and let your voice be heard. It's just like voting. Your personal power comes from exercising your voice. I guess that's mostly just my opinion. Thank you for joining me today. And this is probably the only episode of Omni Opinions, so I guess I can't say see you later. Guess that's just goodbye.